Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband, and it's been a difficult day. Yesterday, I failed to mention that I did receive a postcard from my wife. I still melt looking at the photo of you holding Walter the day he was born. Eric, we did a fantastic video using it. I love you, I love you, I love you, you're a man. Return to sender. And a second card, the one to Susanna. Did you ever get the medal? There was a DVD in the box that shows your dad's love for you and your siblings and your mom. Love, Dad. Obviously, this has to be censored from my kids. I did send a postcard to George today. As I stated, and you know, I plan to continue that. Several things. One, in a process of looking for something, I found I made an experiment. It was an experiment in 2018, where there was a gentleman who apparently had some fairly deep pockets, and he started a project called One Way. It was a Christian social media, you know, alternative to Facebook and Twitter and those kind of things. And I thought, you know, okay, I signed up. And it's kind of like, no, I don't want to go here. But I was there for a short while, and what I have here is, what I did is some of the dialogues I had. I took a copy of it, and so it's on Kozlowski.org. You know, it doesn't have the art and whatnot, but it's there, the text. And it was more than interesting, because what I found in several cases, this is where in one case there was a photo. There's the one case where there was a photo of Sri Lanka, and they said it was in the United States. There was another case where somebody was praising the wall that divides. Segment of the wall in separating the Gaza Strip from the rest of the country of Israel. And the praise that was given for that. And I'm sorry, that's hate. The wall to wall in the people in the Gaza Strip is hate. I made some comments about that, and it's there. There was an incident where a couple of women were killed. The title of the thread was, "This is what happens when you promote multiculturalism and let your daughters go to Muslim countries believing everyone is the same." Look at it. Go watch the videos of these girls being slaughtered, begging for their mothers. And, you know, there are horrible things that happen, including horrible things done by Muslims. And, I offer no excuse for that. But this was authored by the owner of One Way. And, he eventually, I think one of the other emails, he said, you know, I'm blocking you, kind of thing. Because again, the objective here is not, the objective is not rational dialogue. It's sensationalism. I just want to get my point across and rally my crowd. I made one response on December 22nd at 16:35. 2018. As demonstrated in the next post from Derek, which uses the same image you posted, it is a lie. The wall that is there The wall is there as an act of genocide, but since you have stated that you desire all Muslims dead, that would be consistent. Remember, if you kill all in Gaza, you also kill thousands of Christians, atheists, and others. So you know, this was in comment against the... because, you know, this is rooted in Christian Zionism, which I'm sorry, is a non sequitur. And then towards another one, I think we agree that the scripture is true and the Quran is false. However, I fail to find anywhere in the scripture that calls us to kill the Muslim. President Bush killed millions. President Obama continued the venture and added making death by drone commonplace. President Trump is killing Muslims faster than Obama. This is a good thing? Question mark. My Bible has Matthew 5, Romans 12, and let me add 1 Samuel 8. How about yours? You see, there it's easy to rally people around, let's hate that group. And, you know, the common thing was Muslims. And, of course, you know, talking about the drones, well, remember Daniel Hale? Gee, you know, he's not the only one who's been pointing this out. There was a conclusion on this, you know, because Derek, the gentleman who, his response to me, on behalf of these two beautiful girls that listen to moronic losers like you, go screw yourself. A nice Christian thought. And I responded, is it because I pointed out in your other post you use a deceptive photo that you offered as such a graceful tone in your reply to me? Please note that I offer no disrespect to the two women in the photo or anyone else who has been a victim of hate. However, there's a common diatribe here about how bad the Muslims are and is often based on falsehood, as the other photo Derek used clearly is. Islam is false, but deal with it rationally and lovingly. If we simply fuel anger, it'll come back on us. And remember, we in the West kill well over an order of magnitude more Muslims than they do of those in the West. When we find the sensational photos or stories, we're just justifying our own hate, but offering no comfort to those who have been hurt. My case is going to be from Scripture and not a story about Orpheus, which was in response to somebody else. But anyway, I did this as an experiment because I wanted to know if there would be something Christian about this. And what I found is the same issue. It's the dopamine hit, you know, because I saw it myself. I said, no, I don't want this. And it is not rational dialogue. This is simply not rational dialogue. And if you come across and say that you're a Christian and you offer some of the garbage you see on that on these dialogues, I'm sorry. You're if you're full of hate and seek vengeance, you know, Romans 12, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, which is a repeat of over and over again from the Old Testament. No, that's full of hate. And it's troubling. But I saw that today and so I'm reminded of it, so I put it on the site. Two other things. One is I listened to a couple reports from Al Jazeera on Ukraine. One shocked me because the reporter said the war started in 2014. It's kind of like, what? It's kind of like, wow. I mean, it really surprised me. Because the Russians didn't start that. That was mostly people like George Soros. And one of the gentlemen who visited the country several times and his son got highly involved, Joe Biden. Anyway, I was shocked to see that. The other thing was Vladimir Putin has offered, apparently was suggested to him, and he put it on the table, a 36-hour ceasefire over Christmas, you know, because they're Orthodox, so January 6th is Christmas for them. And apparently Zelensky is rejecting it. And I found that fascinating. I found that really fascinating. But on that, I had a dialogue and found out there's a gentleman that I want to identify that apparently has a new acquaintance from Ukraine. And in their dialogue, he was convinced, and apparently, I think even this weekend, he's on his way to Ukraine to be supportive with a Christian group. And I had a less than ideal conversation in reference to this, because the amount of scams that are going on is phenomenal. And, you know, there are those who to quote George Bush, former president, go kill Russians. There are a lot of people who do that, you know, the mercenary fighter. There are a lot of people who go there because there's big bucks to be made. Not most people die. You know, again, a lot of the fighters who are dying are the foreign mercenaries. But there's also the scams. You know, I had the one dialogue with one gentleman who is actually in Ukraine trying to minister. And when you question the Ukrainian government, he said, wants no part of me. And again, there's a difference between the Ukrainian and Russian governments and the Ukrainian and Russian people. And that has to be kept in mind. But there is a possibility that this is ideally a Christian group doing a loving act. And there's a possibility it's a scam. And especially when you get somebody that's a recent acquaintance and you're a person of financial means, you're a target. And it does require some wisdom and to do this with eyes open. You don't do it simply blatantly, because I'm a Christian and these are Christian people. The Orthodox Church in Ukraine is being closed by the Ukrainian government because it's the Russian Orthodox Church, and therefore it's bad. You will see a whole lot of, you know, I got plenty of images of Ukrainian pastors with neo-Nazis and, you know, doing prayers and whatnot. So what Christian group are you going for? Are those that follow Christ or follow a dogma? Or they're like, again, the analogy I use, because it's very applicable, the institutional church in the Third Reich, who said, yes, we bow to the National Socialist German Workers' Party. A derogatory term was applied by foreign entities to the National Socialist German Workers' Party, and they're now known as the Nazis. Same as Ukraine. And, you know, it concerns me. And yes, I do point out the absolute corruptness of the Ukrainian government. You know, and therefore, obviously, I must be a Putin puppet, right? If that's the reasoning you have, let me just say you're stupid. I can't find, that's a good word for it. You're stupid. That's a false dichotomy. But anyway, I was really concerned about that. Also, I sent an email out to a number of people today. In this case, people I knew or know or have contact with. And writing that email, put me in serious tears. Because, well, you know, the first paragraph, you may be aware that a minute after midnight on January 1, 2023, Ukraine fired six U.S.-made HIMARS missiles into a barracks in Donbass. The initial estimate was 65 dead and later updated to 89, with perhaps others still unreported or will die of their injuries. Irrespective of you stand if your stand is the war started in 2022 or 2014, there is an underlying issue that should be noted and may literally hit home. You know, so first it was the incident that I talked about yesterday. The Russian government confirmed that the targeting was based on cell phone tracking. One or more people, perhaps with or without permission, made a New Year's call to family. It cost them their lives. It is an example we should take note of. I have often described how cell phone tracking is done and would be happy to explain that in depth to anyone. There can be the overt costs as seen in Donbass, but there is the more subtle, and in this case, one of the targets is the Christian community. One of the solutions to protect some is Shofar Book, which started initially as a way to protect the Muslim who is examining the Bible. It is clear it will be needed for the Christian in their own hometown. Again, I will describe this in detail to anyone willing ear. You know, I go on to talk about slavery and the "So You Think You'll Dance" video, and so forth. Well, let me read the last paragraph, because this is the one that really got to me. So much for my plan on a short email. In a few weeks, I turn 67, and it is on my mind that my 3 score and 10 is rapidly approaching. Do you know someone or have contact with an organization that would otherwise give me the time of day and connect us? Again, I don't care if they're motivated by money or issues I disagree with. My hope is to end my life, having been a blessing to a young woman, child or child slave, and helped an avid Muslim read the Bible safely to find Christ. One is sufficient and worth my effort. But I need help. Please share as you see fit. That was really hard to write. I have attempted to communicate with a whole lot of groups and individuals. I'm not getting responses. One of the groups that I decided to look into some more, I was familiar with them, so I went back to them, and I actually downloaded a few videos, and I'll leave you the links to those videos. It's a group called LifeSite News, the Roman Catholic. And I'm not. We have some fundamental disagreements. There was a 3-part series done by a guy who is overtly Roman Catholic. But one of the things he did is, his series called Pope Francis Exposed. And he points out, you know, again, it's it used to be a common expression, is the Pope Catholic? And, you know, now I think it's generally considered, no, the current one is not. Not at all. And, you know, I do think there's an interesting tension here, because when the Pope speaks ex cathedra from the chair, it is considered infallible. I don't think a lot of people would say, if this Pope says something supposedly infallible, no, I don't think that'll go over well. But the third one, large pro-life families are not safe. You know, I read that, or listened to the video. And I heard things that really resonated with me. No, I'm not becoming Roman Catholic, but one of the things I heard was one of the things he stated, and why, you know, the Roman Catholic Church. Because again, I've showed it before, Humanae Vitae. I read it back, you know. This is back when, in order to get a copy of it, you bought one and have it sent to you. And I did. Humanae Vitae. It's an encyclical from the Roman Catholic Church by Pope Paul VI, I think. I don't remember. It specifically it describes their position on contraception, which they say no to. And what this argument is, he's saying, you know, Pope Francis is saying, yeah, of course you can, you know, you can. and he's calling them out in it. But the joy I found is one of the arguments he gave is Genesis 1:28, the first command. And he even says it that way, same way I said, the first command God gives to man, be fruitful and multiply. And, you know, to hear that, it's kind of like, no, I'm sorry, we do not agree. Because he also uses the term, the one true church for the Roman Catholic Church. And I'm sorry, no, I'm sorry. But, you know, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I was really, really encouraged to hear that. But it went on. He mentioned, you know, the argument is saying, people say, you're calling out the Pope. And, you know, can't do that. And he points to Galatians 2. I thought, you know, and of course, what fascinates me, here's a Roman Catholic already arguing from the Bible as opposed to Catholic dogma, which I thought that was great too. But, you know, he used the argument where Paul calls out Peter, and I say, I don't know if he said it, but I said publicly, because it's before them all. And, you know, to hear that, it was kind of great. And I wrote them, and I put a preface on there. And, well, I put, Galatians 2 is also mentioned where Paul calls out Peter publicly. This passage I have used constantly in a personal effort to reconcile with many. However, the story continues a few years later when Peter writes some of the most magnificent words I find in the Bible. We'll read Peter calling Paul our beloved brother. This is an example of reconciliation to be cherished and lived out ourselves. You know, I disagree with a lot of the Roman Catholic doctrine. But when a Roman Catholic points to my Creator, points to Christ, he is my brother. There was a third thing. Well, I'll just read what I wrote. There was also the mention of naming miscarried kids. I claim 9 kids walking to the earth. Yes, I'm a pro-life follower of Christ. However, we have 3 that did not take their first breath. Katie James, Joshua David, and Christina Joy. Like the other 9, they have names. You are not alone in that. What a joy. He described how they have 8. I got them by 1! but they have also miscarried and named them. And, you know, to find that joy, that relationship was great. I wrote them. They're a big organization. Deaf ears would be not unexpected. Last thing, you know, I've been spending my time working on this stuff and just I'm trying to find connection because I'm in trouble, serious trouble. I'm slowly doing some work because, again, I really think this idea, when it was kind of like, oh, well, of course, that's what you do. how to use the technologies in place that your typical email server won't do, but a way to deliver emails so when somebody does a reply all, it can go to a large list. But you don't send that original email to that list. You know, because if you do it that way, you know that there are issues. And it's simple. And because the email server I have, well, that I'm putting together, is not somebody else's, it's mine. You know, every line of code is mine. And so made a couple little try to think how's the best way to do this. You know, I talked about the there's the two, the carbon copy and the blind carbon copy, and I was talking about the reply copy. And I think I'll use the carbon copy because that's what it'll appear when it gets to, you know, the recipient's email, but it won't be sent to those people because that happens with the email server. And you would simply you'd flag the email, you know, in the message within Shofar Nexus as one that uses this reply technique. So I'm working on that, you know, and again, trying to refine, make it simple. Make it simple so Joe Average can use it without having to understand the details. But the second aspect is, I started sending emails. And there were two issues that I wanted to say. Okay, I was sending emails basically to myself, to my Gmail account, and so doing that was working. Say, okay, there are a couple of issues I want to refine. One is the logging aspect. I want to make that clear because I want to make it not for the geek, but for Joe Average to say, something happened, and I want to know. Well, I'm not going to hide it from you or hide it behind fancy technical gobbledygook. I want to make it as simple as possible and use a consistent format, because the same way you see the log here is the same way you see a log in anything else within Shofar Nexus. So I did some work on doing that. In the process, I introduced a bug. And that caused me some grief. My demo server especially kept locking up because of that, and in the Lord's grace found the bug today, and I'm pleased. But the second aspect is I don't have I didn't complete that, the making the logging nice, and I don't have the mechanics in yet to do this reply thing, which I want to do, but I need to be able to eat. And I really don't know. I don't know where I'm going wrong. What step? I don't know where I'm blowing it. Or if I am. I think back so much. Because I really think, you know, there was the med mine example. There was the Volvo example. You know, those things cost me and my family a whole lot of money. You know, Volvo was, you know, well over 10 grand of just money just out the window. Because I did that horrible thing and did the job quickly and efficiently. Gee, how stupid. It's that, you know, work as if unto the Lord as opposed to milk it for all you can. Not a popular idea, I know. And obviously I received a lot of grief because of that. I remember it was with another insurance company I did some work for a while. And I talked to the recruiter, the Christian recruiter, and said, you know, there's a problem here. They don't want me to do a good job. And the recruiter, the Christian man, said, well, if they want to pay you to do nothing, do nothing. And it's kind of like, do you understand? You shall not steal. And then, of course, the big example is Westar. But the important aspect is not, you know, the events, you know, these events here, the collateral murder stuff, but it's what I did afterwards, after I was fired for being a whistleblower. And the things I did was dumb. It was really, really stupid. And I know that. And to a reasonable degree, I probably knew it then. And it caused serious grief to my family. But what is the criticism, for the most part, I got? Essentially, you should continue to steal so you can feed your family. No. I cannot. But the issue is, what I did afterwards, I made some dumb mistakes. And am I doing them now? And I don't know. I really don't know. And, you know, typically the best I can get would be twofold. One is, because at least every week, because I did today, and it's usually several times a week, I get an email from a recruiter. A lot of it has slowed down because I've, tried to tell people, no, sorry. And these are jobs, a lot of them are remote, so I'm, stay here. And they would be typically, most of them seem to be about $150,000 a year. So, a living wage. And the argument is, well, take that, take that for, a year and get some money and then you can. I understand the rationale. In a real sense, I did that with Rapid Onsite. The issue was, it wasn't $150,000 a year. It was a whole lot less. About a third of that, or less than a third of that, about a quarter of that. But it came when I was at bottom. And I continued to pursue it because this was an individual who was striving to build a business. And I wasn't working for a big corporation. I was working for a Roth. And there were bumps in the road. And it failed after about 9 years. And obviously, it didn't give me a pile of cash to sit on. It might have if it succeeded. But the objective wasn't to make it a money pot for me. The objective was that opportunity came when I needed it. And it came from an individual. So my loyalty was not to a corporation, but to that individual. And I don't believe that was a mistake, even though financially it was pretty pathetic. Big time pathetic. Although the iPad, sorry for the four-letter word, I'm using an iPad to record this video. That was provided by the Rapid Onsite Project. But I can't grab another job because I'm running out of time. And one of the things that also became very clear when Rapid Onsite basically collapsed 6-8 months ago, more than that, and I focused again fully on Shofar Nexus, there was a startup time trying to get my mind back in place, and it took a while. And I don't know how often I can do that. I can't stop. And there was the second thing. And I don't remember what it was. Oh, no. One was, anyway, whatever the second thing was, it was important. But, yes. The other argument is, well, you're about to turn 67. You qualify for Social Security, don't you? Just take that and you can, don't have to work and you can spend all your time doing this stuff. Goes back to, you shall not steal. I'm sorry, as a follower of Christ, I actually think I want to apply that in my life. I did 3 videos, I think. Obedience to Christ or Social Security. I did one before I turned 65, one when I turned 65, and I think one a year later, if I recall correctly. I'll put the links in for that. No, I cannot. Because it's theft. Remember, 2 primary purposes. The one thing that I think is the ideal analogy. If I hire a thug to steal your car, does that give you the right to hire that same thug and steal someone else's? It's only fair. No, it's not. That thug is the U.S. government, and that's what Social Security is. The generation before me, who is receiving Social Security from my payments into the system, stole from me. I had no choice. If I take it, I'm stealing from the next generation. They have no choice. If they take it, they're stealing from the generation after them. They have no choice. When you take somebody's money that has no choice, that's theft. That's theft. Also, what is, I would suggest, a secondary feature is the theft. I would suggest the primary issue with Social Security is socialism or downright communism. And what is the objective behind communism? Move your allegiance from the family to the state. When you take and put the retirement system in place, any pension system, what you're doing is you're saying you work to a certain age and now you become dependent on the state. And therefore, your kids have no relationship to you and you to them. The isolation is being put in on purpose. Isolation is being put on purpose. And isolation, especially with the elderly, is a really big deal. And, you know, especially, you think, well, you know, women tend to outlive men. So what do you have, even in the U.S.? A whole lot, and I'm talking millions in the U.S., but it's true around the world, especially like Western Europe that has pension systems or other places where it has pension systems. You have a whole lot of women alone. They don't need their family. And their family doesn't need them. Because we have that instilled divide. You separate yourself and that relationship is gone. It's cruel. It's unloving. And I would suggest, especially when you consider the woman, the widow, 1 Timothy 5, it is hate. Because, again, that passage is how you support widows, women, moms and grandmothers, specifically. It's direct. And who's supposed to do that? The husband and dad. And how are we supposed to do that? A retirement plan? No. To train his kids to take care. And care is not simply, here's a few dollars. It's, here's me. Again, the killer is less the lack of money, but the lack of interaction. Loneliness is a killer. And it kills a whole lot of people. Anyway, I'm getting ridiculous. I'm at the I'm in serious trouble. But as I even mentioned to, you know, LifeSite News, the Roman Catholic group, you want an example of someone's effort to reconcile. Here it is. Find somebody who does more. The number of people who do that is pretty small. And again, I'm leaving you the links to those to three dialogues that I had on one way that social media, which, and I think you'll see an underlying tone. You know, I'm sorry, Islam is false. But that's why I've said years and years ago, love the Muslim and contend with Islam. Islam is false, but the Muslim, the follower of Muhammad and the Quran, is a human being created in the image of God. I have no right to hate them. And what you see in those dialogues is people who have a whole lot of hate. No, I'm sorry. I do not hate the Muslim. I do not hate the atheist. I do not hate the Hindu or the Buddhist or the Christian in name only. That's why I pursue reconciliation, especially with Jim Cross, Rhonda Keynes, Chris Bitterman, even though Chris Bitterman sent the police to intimidate me. And they offer me coldness. And I'm going to respond. Like the example again of Paul in Galatians 2. Call them out publicly with that hope that one of them at least will respond as Peter and look at me as a beloved brother. Because, again, 1 John, if you hate your brother, you're a liar. And you do not have eternal life within you. It's a rather serious statement. So, Jim Cross, Rhonda Keynes, Chris Bitterman, are you a follower of Christ or are you a liar? I'm going to pursue you as followers of Christ. Please, one of you, prove that you are. I'm stressed. My lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore. You married a man with tenacity. Have you noticed? To the point that I get myself in trouble often, a lot, and repeatedly, as I am now. But the reason you married the man driving the BMW, the man that made $1 million in the stock market, unlike, what's his name? Bankman-Fried, whatever, the scam artist that's, you know, in the news with the Bitcoin fiasco. I didn't do fraud. I delivered a product. Wow, what a strange idea. That's the man you married, the man you committed your life to. As a follower of Christ, you would follow Christ and reconcile with your husband as Christ commands. Are you a follower of Christ? I love you. After all this, after all the grief, my lady, my wife, you know, I have the stack because I don't have the pins right now. I have the stack that hadn't been put in the wall yet. I love you, my lady, and I want you back.